Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Energizer Holdings, better known to many as simply Energizer, ticker ENR. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Energizer, a name synonymous with batteries and personal care products, to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this engaging, packed with insights, and tailored for your investment journey. So let's get started. First, a quick snapshot of who Energizer is for those who might need a refresher. Based in the United States, Energizer operates in the consumer goods space, specifically within the household products industry, under the broader consumer defensive sector. They're a global player, employing thousands and generating revenue from iconic battery brands and personal care items. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized company, and they've been a staple in many households for decades. But let's not dwell on the basics. Most of you already know their products. Instead, let's talk about what's been happening lately and where they stand. Looking at recent performance, Energizer has had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short term, the stock has shown some volatility, with weekly and monthly performance reflecting broader market trends in the consumer defensive sector. Over the longer term, like the past year and even 5 years, their returns have lagged behind some industry peers, which raises questions about growth momentum. On the news front, there's been buzz around their strategic moves and financial updates, especially from their latest earnings call for Q1 of fiscal year 2025. They've reported strong results, beating expectations on several fronts, and are pushing hard on innovation and cost efficiencies. But, as we'll see, not everything is rosy. So let's dive into the SWOT analysis to unpack what this means for you as a long-term investor. Strengths: solid financial performance. Recently, Energizer's Q1 25 earnings call highlighted a strong start to the fiscal year. They've outperformed on key financial metrics, with revenue and net income showing healthy growth compared to prior quarters. This isn't just a fluke, it's backed by operational improvements and a focus on high-margin products. Strong brand presence. As a household name in batteries and personal care, Energizer benefits from incredible brand loyalty and global reach. Their products aren't just commodities, they're trusted by millions, which provides a stable revenue base even in tough economic times. Operational efficiency gains. Management emphasized cost-saving initiatives and supply chain optimizations during the earnings call. These efforts are boosting gross profit margins, which, based on the latest data, are trending positively. For investors, this means more cash flow potential to reinvest or return via dividends. Dividend yield. Speaking of dividends, Energizer offers a decent yield, as per the latest metrics. For long-term investors like you, this provides a steady income stream while holding the stock, which is a nice buffer against market swings. Weaknesses: debt load concerns. Let's not sugarcoat this. Energizer's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest figures. This level of leverage could become a burden if interest rates climb or if cash flows take a hit. It's something to watch closely, especially in a rising cost environment. Underperformance relative to industry. While recent quarters look good, longer-term performance metrics show Energizer trailing the broader household products industry over 1 year and 5 year periods. This suggests they've struggled to keep pace with competitors who might be innovating faster or capturing more market share. Margin pressures from external factors. Despite operational improvements, the earnings call mentioned challenges like currency fluctuations and input cost inflation. These aren't fully in their control and could squeeze net profit margins if not managed well, impacting bottom line growth. Opportunities, innovation, and product expansion. Energizer is doubling down on new product launches and innovation, as highlighted in their recent earnings discussion. They're not just resting on their battery legacy, they're exploring growth in adjacent categories and enhancing existing lines. If these initiatives pay off, they could drive significant top-line growth over the next few years. Strategic cost management. The focus on cost efficiencies and restructuring, as mentioned in the Q1 2025 call, could unlock more free cash flow. Current free cash flow yield looks promising, and if they keep this up, it might fund further innovation or debt reduction, both wins for long-term shareholders. Geographic expansion potential. Revenue breakdowns by region show Energizer has a strong presence in key markets, but there's room to grow in emerging economies. If they can tap into these areas with tailored products, it could be a major growth driver, especially as global demand for consumer goods rises. Valuation upside. Looking at valuation metrics, Energizer's forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be reasonably priced compared to historical levels. If they execute on their growth plans, there could be room for multiple expansion, making this an attractive entry point for patient investors. Threats. Currency and cost headwinds. As noted in the earnings call, currency fluctuations and rising input costs are real risks. For a global company like Energizer, a stronger dollar or unexpected spikes in raw materials could erode profitability, especially in the short to medium term. Competitive pressure. The household products industry is cutthroat, with giants and niche players alike vying for shelf space. Energizer's long-term underperformance compared to industry averages suggests competitors might be outpacing them in innovation or marketing, something they'll need to counter aggressively. Economic sensitivity. While consumer defensive stocks are generally resilient, a severe economic downturn could still impact discretionary spending on personal care or premium battery products. If consumer confidence dips, Energizer might see slower revenue growth, even with their defensive positioning. Debt servicing risks. With a notable debt load, any hiccup in cash flow or a tightening credit market could make servicing that debt tougher. This isn't an immediate crisis, but for long-term investors, it's a risk factor that could limit financial flexibility if not addressed. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Energizer is at an interesting crossroads. On one hand, their recent financial performance and strategic focus on innovation and efficiency are encouraging signs. They're not just sitting still, they're actively trying to improve margins and expand their footprint. On the other hand, the debt levels and external pressures like currency risks and input costs can't be ignored. For a long-term investor, yet the question is whether their growth initiatives can outpace these challenges. Valuation-wise, the forward PE suggests there might be some upside if they execute well, but it's not a screaming bargain either. Short-term volatility could present buying opportunities, but always keep that bigger picture in mind. Can they reduce leverage and out-innovate competitors over the next 5 to 10 years? In conclusion, Energizer Holdings offers a compelling mix of stability and potential for long-term investors, but it's not without its risks. The strengths lie in their brand power and recent financial wins, while weaknesses and threats like debt and external pressures warrant caution. Opportunities in innovation and expansion could be game changers if they play their cards right. As always, weigh these factors against your own investment goals and risk tolerance. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and don't forget to check out Market Snap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find the bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.